Welcome back to Castle Country Focus. Joining us in the studio today, we have Greg Dart, who is the vice chairman of the Carbon County Republican Party. We're going to talk about a couple of events here in the local area. First off, Greg, a pleasure as always to get you in. Thank you.
Thanks so much for having me.
Definitely, definitely. It's a fun, busy week here as far as the events leading up to the election go. First off, the Republican caucus, and then we have a big Saturday dinner on this weekend that I know people are getting excited about because you have a keynote speaker that everybody knows. So let's start it. Let's take it from the beginning, though. Let's go back to what would have been Tuesday night. What actually took place here in the local area?
Yeah, Tuesday night, and this is something that's just very unique to the state of Utah, that we have this caucus and convention system. And it's a way that everyone, regardless of party affiliation, can go to their neighborhood caucus and have a part and a voice over who is going to be their party's nominee for lots of different races. And so Tuesday night, the Republicans, the Democrats, and all other parties held their caucus night, where they elect their delegates for the county convention coming up on April 12th and the state convention coming up on April 21st. And that's where those parties then put forth their candidates, and all those running for a race, and those delegates choose who will represent that party going forward. In the state of Utah, it's a little bit different because you can also, there's a signature route to the ballot as well, but that all started just this week on Tuesday.
It seems like it's going to be, that would be a crazy night, to say the least.
It is. And the way that the Republican Party handles it was all held at the high school, but there are lots of different precincts that were there at Carbon High School. So a big meeting that then breaks up into 25 smaller meetings. The Democrats do it a little bit different, where they break these up, but it is definitely a crazy night, and you hope that everything is organized well enough to get people home before midnight.
And did that happen?
Yes.
Okay,
yes. Actually,
great.
Last night Tuesday night went very well, and got everybody home hopefully at a decent hour.
Now, Saturday is also going to be a very big night. It's the Lincoln Day dinner, correct?
Correct. So this is something that, as a county Republican Party, we've been putting on for quite a few years. And it's a fundraising dinner where we get an opportunity to have some great speakers. And we've put this together this year with the headline speaker being Mitt Romney. And when we think of Mitt Romney in this state of Utah, he's kind of celebrity status. Everybody knows who he is. He's a candidate now for U.S. Senate, along with many others. But prior to that, he was invited to be our keynote speaker, and we're thrilled to have him, as well as many others, to come to this dinner. And it's a great opportunity to rub shoulders with people right here in Carbon County that don't live here but love to make the trip down.
I tell you, I've got to attend a couple of these before. It's a very interesting night. You mentioned it. I mean, there's a lot of people there. That it's a unique setting for you to actually get to talk to some of these people, or at least see them speak. Speaking of Mitt Romney.
Yeah, and actually this year is going to be very interesting. This takes place Saturday, and we still aren't 100% certain about some of our elected officials. Those that are back in Washington are U.S. Senators, Congressman John Curtis, because there's a continuing budget resolution that they could be voting on as late as Friday night, and we don't know when they'll be here. And so we've got a lot of hold our seat, and we're a firm maybe, depending on what happens on Friday. And but very, very likely to have a U.S. senator or two, Congressman John Curtis, a representative from the governor's office. So really big hitters in state politics will be here for this event.
Now, give me the logistics of the Lincoln Day dinner. So anyone can attend, right? There is a price to get in?
There is. It's $20 a person, or $35 for two. And for that, you get prime rib or herb-crusted tilapia. So a great meal. It's a bargain for just the meal. But then you get the opportunity to meet and greet a lot of these candidates, to hear them speak, and to take part in some of the other things going on. But now anybody can get in. There are a limited number of tickets. We limit that to about 300, and we're probably down to about the last 30 or 40 tickets. So I would not wait if you're interested in being there.
And where can you nab one of those final 30 or so tickets?
Probably the easiest way is to call me, and you can reach me at 435-820-0017. And then you can get on the list, or we can meet up for tickets, or you can come that day. But if you're on the list, there will be tickets waiting for you.
Fantastic. And this is at the Jennifer Lovett Student Center.
Yeah, so this is on the campus of Utah State University Eastern, 6 o'clock start. Opportunity to, like I said, meet and greet candidates, both from local and statewide races, to hear from Mitt Romney and others, and to hear kind of the lighter side of politics, too. We always do a few games, and there will be plenty of political jokes and all of that. So
that's what I remember most about these particular events. It's not a stiff, uptight atmosphere. It's really not.
That is not the goal at all. I had somebody ask me today, what's the dress code? And I said, well, anywhere from a suit to jeans, you'll probably fit right in. And that's what we want. We want people to feel comfortable. About 3 or 4 years ago, we made this choice to price this event. It's something that hopefully most people can afford. And just, we want them to come take part in something that's exciting. More important than a fundraiser for us, it's, hey, get involved in the political process. It's in the state of Utah, it is definitely a circus of a process at different times. And it's a lot of fun, and it gives people a way to kind of engage and then see these people who are their elected officials and these candidates in a different light than standing up and giving a speech. They will see them in a much different light.
Answer me this before I let you go. The presidential election of 2016, how has that evolved as far as the interaction and the awareness that younger people have now with the political scene in the state of Utah?
I think it just tremendously. And it doesn't really matter which side of the aisle you're on, or or if you're, you know, not affiliated with either of the two major parties. But you had transformational candidates. And this is whether you agree with them or not. Bernie Sanders was a transformational candidate.
Sure.
Donald Trump is a transformational candidate. This is not saying that, you know, one's politics is right or wrong, but they change the way that people think about what a politician can or should be. And those are just two examples, and there were so many more. But the way it's changed what the younger generation sees as their role in the political process has been pretty amazing over the last 2 years. And I think what you'll see going forward is there's been so much work on getting, you know, the young vote out and getting them more involved. And really what it took were a couple of big personalities and these transformational candidates that I think will really jumpstart that in the years coming.
Greg Dart again. He is the vice chairman of the Kirvin County Republican Party. Before I let you go, Greg, go ahead and give out all the logistics one more time about Saturday's event.
Yeah, Saturday night is the Lincoln Day dinner at Utah State University Eastern in the Jennifer Lovett Student Center. It starts at 6 o'clock. You do need to pre-buy tickets. Tickets are $20 or $35 for two. And there are a limited number. So call 435-820-0017 and get on the list for Saturday night. You won't want to miss it. Get to hear from Mitt Romney, get to hear from somebody from the governor's office, likely some of your congressmen, and then other statewide elected officials.
Greg, thank you so much for taking out the time to come in. I always look forward to the conversations.
Thanks so much for having me.
All right. For more on this Castle Country Focus interview and others, make sure you visit CastleCountryRadio.com.